Are you grateful today?
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Again, you've tuned into that noisy church on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Hallelujah. If you can produce the faith, my friends,
yes.
God can and God will produce the miracle.
Yes.
This is the pastor of Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple inviting you to come on down and be here in services with us.
Hey.
Come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. God is blessing his people. Amen. Here at the temple, people are getting saved, healed, and delivered. God is still working miracles. We thank the Lord today that he's allowed us to be able to come into your homes or into your cars or your places of business or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. God has granted us this opportunity to come to you one more time to have church once more and again. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. God is so good. He is a healer today. He is a healer no matter what your illness might be. Jesus Christ can get you well. Some of you have been suffering a long time. And you've just been going through and going through. You went to the doctor, and the doctors have done everything they can do for you. They've tried this medicine. They've tried that medicine. They've operated. They've done this, that, those, these, and the others. And you're still sick. They've done the best they could. They've come to their wits' end. But listen, my friends, when the doctors have done all they can, Jesus Christ is there to step in and get done what needs to be done. So my question to you today is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer. He's still healing the sick, just like he did over 2,000 years ago. He's healed many here at the temple. Some have been healed of various diseases. Jesus Christ has done it. And they're living, amen, and enjoying life because Jesus is a healer. So I want you to stay tuned in today, friends. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes on this radio broadcast. We're going to be praying that God will heal your body. And if you can just muster up a mustard seed of faith, you can be healed. Jesus even said in the word, he said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. What do you believe in God for? I'm believing God to heal this cancer. So be it unto you. I'm believing God to heal this heart trouble. So be it unto you. I'm believing God to heal this sugar diabetes. So be it unto you. I'm believing God to bring this blood pressure down. So be it unto you. My friends, I want you to know God is a healer of all matter diseases. I had to go to work. I had to go to the doctor on this week for a checkup. Amen. And I don't fight doctors. Some people say, oh, doctors, this, not. No, I thank God for the doctors. God put them here and give them knowledge how to work on these bodies until we get to heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So my doctor insists on me coming to see him for a checkup. I told him one time, I said, doctor, I don't need to come see you because I ain't sick. No, there's nothing wrong with me. I said, you're the one told me that. My doctor told me, says he don't understand it. At the age I am, I have nothing wrong with me. Amen. No high blood pressure, no sugar diabetes, no heart trouble. No, I'm just doing fine. I tell him I'm enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah. I'm healed by the power of God.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna start.
Yeah.
But I felt that right there. Hey, glory! Let me finish. See y'all ready to take off. Let me hold y'all down because y'all ready to break loose in here. But I went to the doctor, and when I got there, the nurse practitioner took my blood pressure. Now I don't claim to have no blood pressure. My blood pressure is fine. When she took that blood pressure, she put it on the machine. You know, they don't have to do the manual thing no more. They used to have to put the thing in the ear and put the thing around your arm and then pump it up and listen to it through their ear. They don't have to do that no more. Amen. They have the machine that does it. Mm-hmm. Well, blessed be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They put that machine on my arm, and the nurse walked out the door while the machine was pumping up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the machine went to beeping, and here come the nurse running. Oh, I said, what's the matter? She said, your blood pressure is high. Your blood pressure is too high. It's too high. I said, in my mind, I said, look, ain't any of y'all think about admitting me in no hospital or no blood pressure, because I am not having this. Amen? I'm not having, so don't even think about it. I said, what do you mean high? She said, oh, it's 154 over 103. I said, what? She said, well, let me take it again. So within 1 minute now, she took it, and when she did that, and within 1 minute, she started that machine back up. While that machine was pumping back up, I was sitting there saying, Lord, I rebuke this high blood pressure that the devil is trying to put on me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be worrying about, oh, I got to worry about how much salt I'm eating and all that junk. Amen. I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this scare tactic that Satan is trying to pull. Well, when the machine got through pumping up, it didn't beat this time. And she stood there, she looked at it, and she looked at me. I said, how much is it now? She said, 124 over 72. I said, what? I said, I told you I ain't had no high blood pressure. Listen, friends, sometimes the devil will bring things to you to try to scare you up. And if you believe what his scare tactic says, you're going to have just what he done put on you. You can't fall for the devil's tricks. He will try to make you sick when you ain't sick. Oh, but I tell you, now, that wasn't my machine said that. That was the hospital's machine said that. And their machine said my blood pressure was good. Amen? Because it was good all along.
Amen.
I said, this is the amount we can tell the doctor, because that's what it is. I said, you done took it over again in less than 1 minute's time.
Amen.
Now, you know, anybody that deals in the profession, in the medical profession, they know if your blood pressure is high, it ain't coming down in no 1 minute's time.
Amen.
It ain't coming down in one. They got to let you sit there and wait, and they might have to give you a medicine or a shot or something to bring it down if it's too high. But within 1 minute's time, that same machine that said my blood pressure was high brought it back down to a normal level.
Oh,
and that's what I'm telling you, my friends. If you can believe God,
yes,
praise God, God can get the same doctor that told you was sick, he can make that doctor change the report and say you are well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is by the stripes of Jesus Christ that we are healed. Today, my friends, I'm getting ready to pray for you. And wherever you are under the sound of my voice, Jesus Christ can heal your body.
Yes.
Are you suffering with high blood pressure? Jesus Christ can bring that pressure down.
Bring it down
so that they won't even recognize it. That it ever was up. Hallelujah. Come on and draw nigh to the radio right now. I'm getting ready to pray for you there in Radio Land. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Why should you walk around suffering with high blood pressure? Good God, all day long, when God can bring that pressure down. I remember a few years ago, I went to the doctor again for a checkup. And he told me, he said, listen, Lawrence, your kidneys are failing. And he said, you got to stop eating a whole lot of salt, and you got to get salt out of your diet, and you got to watch what you're eating. I heard what the doctor said in the office. Yeah, I heard it. Amen. When he got through, because I'm believing the Lord's report.
Amen.
Whose report are you going to believe today?
Amen.
The doctor might have a report, but Jesus has a better report.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I heard what the doctor said in the office that day about my kidneys. And when he got through, praise God, I got up and walked out of his office. In my mind, I'm saying, I ain't got no kidney problem. My kidneys are not failing. And I'm healed by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. I left out of his office, and I said, I'm going to defy the devil. I went downstairs, went across the street to the bodega. That's the little corner stores. See, many of y'all that are out of town, y'all don't know what a bodega is. But that's the little small stores that's on the corner. Some of them, two and three of them in a block. I don't know how they stay open, because they're all selling the same thing. But I went across the street to the bodega. I got me a bottle of Pepsi Cola and a bag of Lay's potato chips and ate like a champ.
Amen.
Because my kidneys, in my mind, was not failing.
Amen.
When I went back to the doctor for the next checkup, he was telling me how well my report was and all. Now I'm going to gloat. I'm saying, oh, yes, doctor, how is my kidneys? Oh, your kidneys are fine. There's nothing wrong. The same doctor that had told me that my kidneys were failing turned around a few weeks later and told me my kidneys were all right.
Amen.
You can be healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said you can be healed.
Yeah.
According to your faith. If you will just stretch out on God and believe him for what his word said.
Jesus.
He's all right today. He is a healer. Come on, come on, come on, Nittery. want us to break loose here, because I'm ready to jump up right now and go to praising God. But I got to pray for you who are listening to us in Radio Land. Hallelujah. Put your hand on the radio. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Let's believe God today for a miracle in your life. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Let's believe God today. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. If you only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Because Jesus said so. Because Jesus said so. Yes, sir. All things are possible. Because Jesus said so. Because Jesus said so. So, hallelujah. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, in your name, we thank you for the power that's in your name to heal and cast out devils. Dear God, we want to thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice. Some have their hands on the radio. Lord God, some are too sick to even reach out to the radio. But Jesus, we're calling on your name today, asking you to deliver these that are sick and suffering. Some are in dire pain today. The medicine that they've taken can't get rid of the pain. I pray right now, Lord God, that I will stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock back devils. Knock back demons. Satan, we adjure you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off of these bodies right now. Loose here, Satan, and come on out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. You're defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch these bodies and make them ever whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, give them the testimony that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you're able to fix things that have gone wrong. Now, dear God, we want to thank you for these blessings upon these people right now. Thank you for healing their bodies everywhere. That my voice is being heard right now. Thank you for healing, Lord. We count it done in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Come on here in the sanctuary. Give God the praise for these that have been blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord for your healing. You are healed by the power of God. Amen. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. Praise God. And we come today to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God to do. If you will put your faith to it, God will do it. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now remember, we invite you to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We are a church that believe that God can do anything but fail. Do y'all believe that today?
Yes.
God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Anything God can do, anything but Remember, we invite you to come. As I started to say, you can come down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Come. Amen. We'll lay hands on you and pray for you like they did in the Bible days. And God will give you results. God will deliver you. God will set you free. Now, you were listening to us over in Roselle, New Jersey, and around that area. We invite you to go to the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. You are out in Gary, Indiana, going by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, go to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. For those who are in Syracuse, New York, go to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. You are down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Go on by the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. If you're out in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side, go on by the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard. And that's right off the corner of Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. We invite you to write us. Let us know that you're listening to this broadcast. Send us your testimony of what the Lord has done for you. Send us your prayer request that you want us to pray for you. Also, we ask that you send a donation to help us keep these broadcasts coming to you weekly on these various radio stations and over the internet. You can write us at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can call us. Our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Now, for those of you who have Cash App on your phone, you can send us your donation via the Cash App. All you have to do is just go into your Cash App. And where you send it off to is $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. All right? And that's in the Cash App. If you're sending money via that way, just go there and type in $PayExodus. And when you hit the button, we'll have your money as soon as you press the button. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. Get your Bibles right quickly. I'm looking at the clock. This time and ticked away again on us. But we want to get the Word of God in just a few minutes on here today. Praise God. We want to look at Psalms 145. Praise God. And we find these words there in the first verse. It says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever. Over in Isaiah, the 25th chapter and the first verse. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Then we want to look over at John. That's John, the 12th chapter and the 32nd verse. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Want to invite you today, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, every saint of God that's listening to me, praise God. Don't let the name of Jesus go down. Don't let his name go down. We're living in a day and time now when so many churches have polluted themselves with the world. And they're just dragging the name of Jesus down. You never see so many churches that's caught up in stuff and caught up in scandals and preachers that are caught up in scandals. And oh, my God, the Christians, are so-called Christians, are caught up in scandals. But here we find out today that we need to keep the name of Jesus lifted up. Don't drag it in the mud. Don't cause it to be have shame put on it because of the raggedy life that you're living. Sometimes we find people that are living so raggedy, their life is more raggedy than a can of sauerkraut. Oh, my friends, but it's time now to lift up the name of Jesus and live right. My former pastor, the late Bishop Charles Everett Poole, used to teach us it's just as easy to live right as it is to live wrong. If you make up your mind I'm going to do right, amen, you can do right. God will help you to do right. And in doing right, lift up the name of Jesus. Don't let the name of Jesus go down. You would have still saved. You would have still holding up the bloodstained banner. Hold it up high. Be like the psalmist says, I'm going to extol thee. In other words, I'm going to praise you enthusiastically. I'm going to praise you like I'm losing my mind. I'm going to lift your name up. I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to tell it on the street. I'm going to tell it on the highways and byways. I'm going to tell it on my job. I'm going to tell it in my school. I'm going to tell it in my home. I'm going to lift the name of Jesus up no matter where I am. My friends, it's time now to lift up the name of Jesus and don't let it go down. Don't let the name of Jesus drag the mud. Don't let the name of Jesus, amen, go down to where it's down in the low esteem. Isaiah said in the word of God, Lord, you are my God, and I'm going to exalt you. You can't exalt God when you're living all kind of wretched and messed up lives. When you run in the streets and cussing and swearing and carrying on, you ain't lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God, you're dragging his name down. And I want to tell you, a lot of you church folks today, because of the way some of y'all are dressing, you're not lifting up the name of Jesus. You're not showing excellence. Oh, yeah, you might have on a lot of beautiful jewelry. You might have your face painted up real nice. But the some of the clothes you're wearing is not exemplifying Jesus. Sometimes you got all these piercings and stuff, piercing in your nose, piercing in your ears, piercing all down your arm, in your navel and everywhere, in your mouth, and all that stuff. That's not lifting up the name of Jesus. That's tearing it down. My friends, you need to lift up the name of Jesus and have a standard in what you're doing. And lift up the name of Jesus, show forth what true holiness is. Like I said, sometimes the way you dress, you go in some of these churches, it look like harlots and pimps in the church. Dresses so short and tight, everything revealing in the front, back all out. My God, dress so short, some of their eyelashes is longer than their dresses. And some of the time you find where people, their pants is swinging all down off of them and looking all raggedy. And some of them look like pimps. Amen. Might as well tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Praise God. But you can't lift up the name of Jesus like that. And like I started to say, I remember some years ago, I got a record at home by Evangelist Rosie Haynes from out of the Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri. I believe it was St. Louis. And she sung on that record, This Train. And some of the lyrics of that record said, this train don't carry no liars. This train don't carry no homemongers. This train don't carry no short dress wearers. Oh, my God. If we looked in the church today, we'd have to take that lyric out the song. Because everybody in the church today got their dresses way up above their knees, all the way up to the thighs, and then got a nerve to have a split in the back. My God from Zion, that's taking the name of Jesus down and bringing it down to a shame. Sometimes we find our brothers that are walking around looking like God only knows what, with the way their hair is done and the way that their eyes are looking, and they got stuff all in their eyes. Some of the men got on more makeup than some of the women do. I'm talking about you today because I'm going to tell the truth if I have to run afterwards. Praise God. We need to lift up the name of Jesus. We need to go back to what holiness is. Holiness is a way of life, and it is a standard. It's not the way the world does. Now, that's not to say you got to be walking around in a black suit and a black tie every day. That's not what I'm saying. And that's not to say that, sisters, you got to be wearing your dresses down on your ankles, amen, and dressed in something look like you're in a coca sack. Or some of y'all know what coca sack is. Back in the olden days, the slaves used to get those sacks where the potatoes used to come in. And they used to make dresses for their kids out of that. Amen. God don't mean for you to walk around looking like that. But we are a peculiar people. We ought to look good. Amen. But we ought not be ridiculous. Hello. Amen. We ought to look good. But we ought not be crazy about it. We ought to look good and represent Christ. Don't let his name go down. Jesus said, if I...